Bitcoin climbs to 65.7K as a US-Iran deal reopens the Strait of Hormuz. Bitcoin traded around $65,740 early on June 15, 2026, up 2.1% over 24 hours and its highest level since early June, after the United States and Iran reached an interim agreement to end hostilities and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. CoinDesk reported the signing is scheduled for Switzerland on Friday. The deal moved more than crypto. WTI crude fell nearly 5% to just under $81 a barrel, its softest level in 2 months, while NASDAQ 100 futures rose 1.5% and S&P 500 futures added 0.9%. The rest of the majors moved in step. Ether traded near 1,127, up 2.9% on the day. XRP gained 3.1% to about 118, and Solana led at plus 3.8% to 71.37, all figures from the same June 15th snapshot. A synchronized green print across the top assets, alongside a sharp drop in oil, is the signature of a risk premium coming out of the market rather than anything specific to blockchains. The energy corridor doing the work, the Strait of Hormuz, is the reason the numbers line up the way they do. Roughly a fifth of the world's oil passes through that channel, so any threat to close it carries a war premium in crude prices and a matching discount in risk assets. Reopening it removes that premium. Oil sold off almost 5% on the news because the supply scare priced in during the conflict no longer applies. And the same de-escalation logic pushed money back toward equities and crypto. This is the clean version of a macro to crypto move. The catalyst sits entirely outside crypto, in an energy choke point and a diplomatic timeline. Yet Bitcoin reacted within hours. That happens because crypto now trades as a high beta risk asset, not as an uncorrelated hedge. When a geopolitical overhang lifts, oil, equity futures, and crypto re-rate together, and crypto often moves the most because it runs around the clock and carries the heaviest leverage. Signing pending, not signed. The careful reading is that this is an interim agreement with a signing still ahead. A scheduled signing in Switzerland on Friday is a timeline, not a finished treaty, and interim deals can narrow or slip between announcement and ink. SpendNode covered the first leg of this story on June 12th, when Trump said the U.S. had reached a great settlement, with a signing expected soon. 3 days later, that claim is firmed into a dated, located signing tied to a concrete deliverable, the Hormuz reopening. The progression from a verbal claim to a scheduled signing is real, but the document is not yet executed. That gap is the risk for anyone reading the price action as a clean trend. If the signing is delayed, or the terms turn out narrower than reopen the strait implies, the relief that lifted prices can drain as fast as it arrived. Crypto has given back de-escalation rallies before, when the follow-through stalled. The move so far reflects a near-final deal, not a closed chapter. The sentiment backdrop has not caught up, the mood data still lags the tape. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 23 in fear at the time of the rally, which tells you positioning was light and defensive heading into the news. That is part of why the bounce had room to run. With few buyers already committed, a de-escalation headline into a fearful market produces an outsized reaction. A 2% to 4% pop across the majors off a sub-25 fear reading is a relief move, not confirmation that sentiment has flipped to greed. For anyone holding balances in crypto cards or self-custody wallets, the practical read is about volatility, not direction. A spending stack denominated in BTC or ETH just gained a couple of percent of purchasing power overnight, and it can lose it as quickly if the signing wobbles. That is the recurring case for parking near-term spending money in stablecoin balances and letting the volatile assets ride in a separate bucket. So a headline reversal does not eat into the money set aside for this month's bills.